Welcome everyone to this special Q&A session for our upcoming course, Activating Your Heart's Intelligence, a 7-week video journey into the science and practice of unleashing your heart's transformative power. This is Anne, and it is my honor to be here hosting this hour-long Q&A call for the Shift Network, where we'll be exploring the teachings of Howard Martin, Deborah Rosman, and Sheva Kaur, and addressing questions about their upcoming 7-week video course, Activating Your Heart's Intelligence, which begins Thursday, May 25th. Now, later I'll be explaining how you can participate in this course, even if you can't attend the live sessions. But first, I want to introduce our three guests. Howard Martin is the Executive Vice President, Strategic Development, and has been instrumental in assisting Doc Childre in development and teaching of the HeartMath program since its inception. Deborah Rosman, PhD and founding executive director of HeartMath, has 30 years of experience as a business executive, serial entrepreneur, psychologist, author, and educator. And Sheva Kaur is a licensed doctor of oriental medicine and HeartMath trainer who speaks all over the world on how to access heart intelligence. So these three greatly loved faculty here at the Shift Network have so much to offer, and their bios are too long to go into detail, and we don't want to take up that time tonight. So I encourage you to check out the website, yourheartsintelligence.com, where you'll find detail about this course, and you can read their bios in detail. So I want to welcome Howard and Deborah and Sheva, and just a few moments, we're going to open up to your questions. But first, I'm going to pass the mic over to Deborah, and she'll begin our call tonight with an opening practice. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you so much, Anne. Well, oftentimes, at any time in the day, it's really helpful to just let everything go from our mind and our emotions and what we've been doing and just kind of sit in our heart, be able to just relax in the heart. And since this course is a heart math course and it's going to be all about probably new information and understanding about the power and intelligence of the heart that we can access, I thought we would start with a heart focus, a heart meditation. So let's all just take a moment and feel like all of your energy is draining out of your head, out of your mind, and just settling into, into your chest area or the area around your heart. You just gently focus your attention there. Let's do some heart-focused breathing. Just breathing in through the area of the heart and out through the area of the heart. We do this for a few breaths and feel like it's touching with each breath that core part of you, your core heart, your essence as you breathe in and out. And now, what I'd like you to do is, is just activate a genuine feeling, meaning feel in your heart the love, the appreciation, the care that you have for yourself, for your growth, for life, for the heart itself. The key here is to find a genuine feeling of appreciation or love or care that we can sit in the heart with, that we can enjoy and radiate and feel like it's flowing out of your heart into your environment, to each other, into the journey that we want you all to embark on with us in this course of discovering the heart. And one thing that I've found as we begin to explore the depths of the heart is that its energy becomes stronger and more palpable. And as we do this together, it really increases the radiation and the connection with our own heart and our connection of our heart to something larger. And I'm sure you have many questions, so just take that moment of heart centering. And let's just ask and answer questions and be in our hearts as we explore this together. Mm-hmm. Begin discovering what that intelligence is.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much, Deborah. So nice to do that, just to drop in with that practice. So thank you. So we have about the next 50 minutes to dive into your questions for Howard, Deborah, and Shiva, as we prepare for their upcoming course, Activating Your Heart's Intelligence. And it begins next Thursday, May 25th. So at any time during the call, if you want to learn more about the modules, please visit yourheartsintelligence.com to see a full description of this 7-week video course. So let's get started with your questions. If you've joined us by phone tonight, please hit star 2 on your keypad to ask a question. That'll raise your hand. I'll call on you, and you can, with your voice, ask a question of our guest today. That's star 2 on your keypad. And for those of you that joined us by webcast, you type your questions into the chat box, and I'll be happy to read them out. So I hope we have a great dynamic chat session today, webcast and phone. I welcome you, please, to ask your questions, but I have one that I'd like to start with tonight for each of you. I'd like to know from each of your perspectives, why this course and why now? Howard, do you want to start?
Sure, I'll be glad to. Well, we live in an interesting time period. I think everybody would agree with that. We live in an unprecedented era of change where more change is happening in less amount of time than ever before. So there's a high degree of chaos that's associated with that much change happening, and we clearly see that. That's not hidden from view at all, especially in these times. But there's another momentum that's taking place in the world today. It's people evolving very rapidly, coming to a newness within themselves, coming into new capacities to meet challenges, to come up with creative solutions, to change, to grow, to adapt, and to make a contribution to the world as a whole and work together more cooperatively to usher in a new and very different and better world. To me, at the core of all of that, there's heart. The qualities associated with the heart have been talked about for thousands of years, but today they're coming to the forefront of modern living as necessary to move into this new that we're trying to create. So heart itself and the amazing intuitive qualities associated with heart, the emotional qualities that are all a part of heart, are becoming more appropriate than ever before. And we've seen this in the evolution of heart math. We've been doing this now for over 28 years, and the acceptance and readiness and draw for heart has never been higher than it is today. So the reason I think it's important, especially now, is that we have this capacity within ourselves that we can develop. If you have some tools and you have some techniques and you have some motivation and you have a sense of connection and community, you can access another part of your core self that does move you and us and the world beyond some of the challenges and chaos and confusion that we often experience, and allows us to access something wonderful and magnificent that can make our lives better, the lives of the ones we love better, and make our contribution to the world, a stronger contribution. So in this particular course, that's what we're going to explore, are the tools and techniques and methods all underpinned with scientific research that we've developed here at HeartMath to support what we're going to share in order to give people a new skill set that they can use to develop their own heart, which is, to me, part of the evolutionary imperative of our time. And for all those reasons and more, I think this is an appropriate course at this particular time. And that would be, what I have to say about it this evening.
Thank you, Howard. Deborah, how about you?
I was listening to Howard, and I think two very, very important points I'd like to add to that. and people are going to learn about this in the course, is how the heart, and there's research showing this, is really our access, like a trunk line access to our higher self, our spirit. And that comes in through subtle, sometimes strong, but usually subtle intuitive guidance. A lot of us ask questions like, what am I supposed to be doing? Or even making decisions day to day or moment to moment. Life is a constant series of choices. And if we can be connected with the flow of that higher self intuitive guidance, we can make choices that add to our lives and the lives of others and be in a flow in life. And I think right now, with all of the stressors that bombard all of us and the challenges with so much change, that being able to stay connected to that heart intuition is really, really important, more important than ever. As we do that, we get more connected with our heart's purpose. There's more of a sense of direction, of guidance, of purpose. We get clear about what we're supposed to be doing. It unfolds more directly and more rapidly, and that makes it much more fulfilling. And those are two things we're going to be really deeply exploring in this course, with tools of how to connect more and faster with your heart's intuitive guidance, and how to really connect more and unfold and live your true heart's purpose.
Thank you, Deborah. Over to you, Sheva.
Well, first I just want to say what a privilege it is to be here, as Deborah talked us through such a beautiful start in the heart. I was flooded with a feeling of gratitude to be back with the Shift Network. And, you know, you said, Anne, so generously, in a way that really touched my heart, that we are beloved faculty at the Shift Network. And I just want to say to everyone on this call and this larger community that it's a reciprocal love. By total coincidence, and this is sort of an affirmation in a way of everything that Deborah and Howard just said, this morning I had a meeting with one of the initiatives that's an outgrowth of our Heart Mastery and Heart Ambassador programs, one of our initiatives to contribute to the global efforts to end human trafficking. And one of my partners in it, who's been working with me on that project for 2 years, said, gosh, Sheva, do you remember back when I met you, which was through the Shift Network course?
Oh.
And I didn't even know that she had come to us through the Shift Network. And so this, to me, speaks to why this course and why now, in addition to what Deborah and Howard have said and the fact that Amy came through the Shift Network and is now both a HeartMath provider herself, which there are unprecedented opportunities in this time for those of you who feel called to share your hearts in as teachers and coaches with others. We have now programs that can really lift and empower you to do that. But also the fact that our modern world issues can't be handled individually. We have to come together as community. And we get to come together as a community. And in the course itself, you will learn some of the science of why the synergy of group gathering amplifies our individual capacity beyond what we can do and accomplish alone, both in our inner development as well as in our outer impact. And the world needs that now. It needs us. The world needs you, and it needs us to come together with you. Of course, at this time, is what the world needs.
Thank you, Sheva. As I was listening to all three of you, I kept hearing in my head and my heart the word hope coming up, that this this course really offers so much hope in a time when there's a lot of unrest, and we can focus on that or we can focus on our hearts. So thank you all for being here. If you're just joining us, we're here with Howard and Deborah and Sheva, learning about their upcoming course, Activating Your Heart's Intelligence, which begins Thursday, May 25th. It starts at 5 p.m. Pacific. And I invite you to please check out our page at yourheartsintelligence.com. But please bring your voice to this question and answer session today. If you're on the webcast, type your question into the chat box and I'll read it out for our faculty. And if you've dialed in by phone, hit star 2 on our keypad, and I'll call on you. That's star 2 on the keypad. So we do have Lynn wrote in to the webcast saying, in situations where adrenaline and cortisol are coursing through the body and a person becomes agitated in varying degrees, I've noticed there's often a natural impulse to move the body to discharge the energy. Are there heart math practices that involve movement, or can this excessive energy be transformed from a point of stillness? And she says, many thanks for your great research and resultant practices.
Cheryl, I think that would be a good one for you to start with on an answer.
In terms of discharging the cortisol and adrenaline of the stress response, absolutely. So this is a good one for me to answer, Howard knows.
I didn't mean that.
No, it's true, because for years as a dancer, I was a professional dancer in one of my incarnations, and an avid workout fanatic and hiker and biker and yogi, the way that I discharged my stress was through physical activity and exercise. Yeah. What happens when, as for me, about 10 months ago, I had an illness in which my right arm was paralyzed for 6 months. And I was told by physicians that I couldn't exercise at all because they didn't want the illness that had eaten the nerve in my arm to travel to the other nerves in my body. And so I had to remain very still for quite a long time. So then that way of discharging stress through movement was not available to me for quite some time. And thankfully, I had been at that point practicing the heart math tools for 22 years. So I had those skills for shifting both my neurotransmitter and hormonal balances inside my physiology without movement, using the intelligence and self-regulatory techniques that we apply to regulate my own heart rhythm patterns. The heart has been reclassified as an endocrine organ and has a direct impact on the autonomic nervous system. So it is a way, when you don't have the luxury of being able to go for a run, to shift stress hormone and neurotransmitter physiology from the inside out.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn, for that wonderful question, and Sheva for that. That was just a perfect piece to add in here. Thank you both. So we have a question from Ashana. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Ashana from Australia wrote in to ask, could you unpack how to find a genuine feeling of love and care while heart centering? How does one open the heart wider to embrace the blocks preventing it from opening?
You know, let me share my response to that, as you know, having worked with people, as a psychologist for many years, even before heart math. And what I always found in this very simple answer I'm about to give you is you can make a list ahead of time of some things that you care about, you love. It could be a pet. It could be a time in nature. There's always some experience we've all had in the past or recent past of where our heart was touched, where it was a real clean experience. It's not colored now by, you know, somebody you loved and opened your heart to and they betrayed you, so if you even think about them, the hurt feeling comes back rather than the love. You start with something that's easy to feel that clean, clear love or care for or gratitude for. And it's worth taking a moment before you go into your meditation to ponder what that might be. And then when you go into a heart-focused meditation or want to connect more deeply with your real self, you can recall the feeling of that or just activate or recall or feel something in your life right now that tends to open your heart and that you're grateful for. It doesn't matter what it is. It's your heart. You're starting in your heart. This is just an activator to begin the opening of the heart. And then the other techniques that you're going to be learning in this course were all designed to help you address the blocks with the heart and the compassion of the heart and the power and energy and intelligence of the heart and be able to have more of an open heart in a steady way and be able to connect more with widening that heart's intelligence. So that's something you can do to practice to get started.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Ashana, for that question. This leads nicely into the next question that one of our staff actually sent in, which is, can you speak to specific techniques that you'll be teaching in this course and how these will help with people who are dealing with daily anxiety?
Well, there's a whole series, as you know, from within the course itself, as most people know. And on the course page that has been published by you guys, there's a great description of actually what we're going to be sharing. But let me go through and just share a little bit about some of the tools and techniques we're going to have in there. We're going to do some tools that really help activate the positive emotional states. It can help to replace some of the fear and anxiety that are existing in the world today. And there are things like the heart lock-in technique, for example, which is a very powerful technique that can really, you know, help us learn how to make contact with the qualities of the heart that are the most regenerative, the ones that really fulfill us the very most. And from that place inside, we can learn to then make emotional choices that are going to be better for us. We're going to teach a technique as well called the freeze frame technique, which is a technique designed really for helping to access more of our own natural intuition, what we call in HeartMath practical intuition. That's going to be another technique that we also share in the program with everybody. I'm trying to get to something right now. My computer seems to be frozen right now just for a little bit. I'm trying to get to our course homepage so I can describe more of the tools and techniques. But there'll be a suite of those techniques that we will share, you know, throughout the course. And while my computer is acting up a little bit, maybe Debbie or Sheva could take over right now and describe some of the other techniques, but certainly heart lock-in, which is a heart-focused technique that you sustain the positive emotional qualities that put you in a higher state of what we call coherence will be shared, as well as the freeze frame technique, which is a technique that helps us learn how to access more of our own practical intuition.
I'm happy to dovetail into that, Howard, and just share that the heart of many of these techniques is what we call intelligent energy self-regulation. You know, learning how to work with the all too often limited energy that we have to be able to do more with less and understand what responses within your own system cause a drain in energy and vitality, and learning how to self-adjust those so that you have more free energy for things like Amy jumping on board to be a part of this World Service Project, for living your purpose, for enjoying your relationships, mm-hmm. for finding your sense of value and meaning in life, for just enjoying your life. And so some of the tools are specific for understanding how to regulate your energy, and when you do, then how to use that free energy to listen to and eavesdrop on the wisdom of your heart and the blueprinted fulfillment path your heart has for you, both your inner satisfaction as well as your outer blueprinted contribution for the world. So part of that is learning to harness the power of positive emotion, learning those skills I alluded to earlier to self-regulate your heart rhythms, which allows you to self-regulate your autonomic nervous system, your endocrine system, which part of your brain is perceiving the situations in your life and responding to them, and how to do all of that on the spot. Because, you know, thankfully and hopefully most of you won't have to go through the kind of arm paralysis I did for 6 months, but probably all of you have circumstances where a stressor arises that's going to drain your energy, but you need an on-the-spot solution. You know, when we work a lot in healthcare, nurses who have a patient's family yelling in their face can't very well say to them, you know what, you're stressing me out. I'm going to leave and go take a yoga class, and then I'll come back and deal with you. They need a way to manage those interactions and communications with others that produces a heart-to-heart highest best outcome for all on the spot in the moment when it's happening and reduces the energy drain and produces an energy gain for all. And you will learn communication techniques that empower you to do that in real time. Anything you want to add to that, Debbie?
I think one of the keys here is the tool set you'll be provided, and there'll be a different tool every week, is really how to shift and lift your vibration. Because in order to replace anxiety, overwhelm, judgment, self-judgment, anger right in the moment in the way that's being talked about without repressing it or venting it, but to lift it to another vibration requires harnessing the power of your physiology and the power of your heart. You're going to learn some very, very tested and validated by science tools of how to do that in the moment, like Sheva's talking about. Like the freeze frame technique that Howard was talking about, to access more of that intuitive discernment, how to tell when it's really your heart giving you a signal, a prompting of intuition, or when it's some other part of yourself, an old history or emotions. You're going to learn how to harness and develop the power of attitudes that are positive and co-creative for yourself so that you can replace the old imprints that tend to hijack us a lot, even when we know better. And that still comes back to how you are accessing the power of intelligence of your heart to do that, and to be able to do it quicker and quicker.
And I just want to jump in and add two more quick things on that. And one we touched briefly upon in our intro call, that people are flooded in this day and age with information and also with choices and opposing opinions and different advice. So how do you discern what's right for you in a sea of information? And really accessing your heart's intuition for you personally and its guidance, the guide inside, as I affectionately call it, is one of the crucial tools you'll walk away from this course with. And the other piece that I want to add is that we're not just going to teach you the tools, and I know we're going to talk more about this at the end when we talk about the bonuses, but we're going to give you daily context to practice and apply the tools. Mm. So you're also going to have support to put into immediate application the tools that you learn so that by the end of the course, they will be second nature. They'll be tools at your disposal for your use, not tools sitting in your toolbox, something you learned that was nice a while ago but you don't even remember. These tools are going to change your life.
Thank you for that. And anytime you feel inspired to speak, the three of you, just bring it on. I love the dance between the three of you, and I think that participants that are taking part in this course are going to really benefit from the three of you and what you bring. A reminder that if you're listening by phone today, you can join this conversation by hitting star 2 on your keypad and asking a live question. And if you're on the webcast, feel free to type your question into the chat box and we will read it out for you. So I have a question for you, and that is, and one of you or all of you can jump in here, is there a favorite story about a heart math practice at work in someone's life, either in your own or your student, client, et cetera, where this work has deeply impacted someone physically, emotionally, spiritually, anyway?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, occasionally I get that question. I'm not sure quite where to start. And the reason, Anne, is that so many people have been touched by heart math. And again, the longevity of heart math is something that I'm really proud of, is we have been doing this type of work as a, you know, successful big little organization for a long time now. And so we don't know how many lives have really been reached, but we know it's in the millions of people's lives who've been transformed and changed in some way through the work that we've done here. And so I have the advantage and something I'm really, you know, very appreciative of, being able to go out into the world and meet people and speak and do that sort of a practice for heart math. And everywhere I go, there are people that are telling me things like, heart math saved my life. I'm just flashing real quickly now. I was in Mexico City a year ago, and I was standing there. I just talked to, in that particular case, was a really large number of people, like in the thousands. And there were people there that were getting their books signed. I looked over, and there was a woman and a young boy, probably in his teens, and they were standing over there, you know, looking at me, and they looked like they didn't have a lot of money. They weren't dressed nicely, and the boy looked like he had some physical problems or whatever. And so I kept noticing them, and finally I said, you know, a motion to them to come and ask the people to step back a little bit. And the lady came, and she just said, you know, in broken English, and she was from Mexico City, she said, I brought my son here today. You know, he read your book, and it touched his heart very deeply. He has some physical challenges, but he said that, you know, it's the one thing that seems to have helped him the most to feel, you know, good about himself and good about, you know, his future in life. And he just almost started crying, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear that. And I've heard stuff like that from, you know, for many years. But it's those little moments in time like that when you recognize that something you've done, something that HeartMath has done, has gone into the world and in some way touched somebody's heart that made a difference to them. And that's the most fulfilling aspect of anything that I do. Is to know that in some way somebody's heart was touched.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one story of many, but it's one that flashed into memory right now. It wasn't something that, you know, I have on the tip of my tongue, but just a memory of seeing those people's faces and seeing them standing there looking at me and knowing that they didn't quite fit in somehow.
Yeah.
And me calling them over and then getting that gift from that mother as that young boy stood there looking me in the eye. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that so much. I know you three hear stories all the time, but it's really nice for us to be hearing them too.
Sure.
We have Pippa on the webcast, and her question is, I'm about to start a new profession as a travel writer, photographer, and I want to approach this transition from my heart, looking for the uplifting and beautiful, regardless of the negative news that surrounds us. How can this course help me?
Well, you know, this course, because of everything we just were talking about, will help you learn tools that you can shift back to in the moment, get into your heart right as you are trying to frame a picture or do your artwork. You want to be in touch with that heart place where your heart and brain synchronize and you have that access to the flow or the extra intuitive discernment. The sensitivities, the heart brings all that. And very often when we're traveling, especially, we can have all sorts of inconveniences in travel, you know, whether it's delayed flights or other challenges, and to be able to go right back to your heart. In fact, the very first module, you're going to learn a technique called quick coherence and how to get back to that coherent heart-brain synchronized state. And all this is about increasing your emotional resilience. Resilience is not just about bouncing back. It's how to build an energy reservoir so that it's there going before you and helps to deflect these inconvenient stressors or other things that might happen so you can stay more in that flow zone. And that's essential for creativity. So those are foundational aspects that we'll start with, and then we'll build on that from there.
Pippa, I would love to add another piece for you, and I just want to honor you and say I love your vision. Actually, with one of the heads of our prior advisory board at HeartMath, he and I had attempted 20 years ago to start something called the Good News Network. With very similar core values at heart as the ones I hear in your vision for your beautiful travel blog, which I can't wait to subscribe to. And I heard you say that you want to see and focus your audience's attention on beauty regardless of what's happening in the news. And, of course, sayings like follow your heart, put your heart into it, and I'm going to say looking through the eyes of the heart are more than just poetic metaphors. In this course, you're going to learn some of the what I call the fascinating new science that leaves me and others with awe and wonder at how we in the world work. You're going to learn the science of what it means to look through the eyes of the heart. And as a photographer, you have that potential latent within you to look through the eyes of your heart, but not only look through the eyes of your heart, capture what you see through the eyes of your heart and put us, your audience, into our hearts by framing your work that way. And when you look through the eyes of the heart, of course, you cannot help but see beauty. That's the nature of the way the heart sees. And when you look through the eyes of the heart, when you're traveling, you also attract, as Howard's story so exquisitely shows from his time in Mexico City, auspicious heart-to-heart connections and the magic of travel that brings us together, transcendent of language and cultural differences and ethnic differences, the oneness of who we are as a humanity and as a planet. And so these skills will make you an irresistible magnet for those experiences to capture in your camera and share.
Thank you both. And thank you, Pippa, for that wonderful question. So if someone is familiar with heart coherence, but wondering what to do with it when they feel they've been hurt by someone deeply and it feels unsafe to open their heart to them, what would you say?
What I would say is that, you know, we often feel that hurt inside. You know, everybody goes through that. It's a part of life. And at times in our life, we're going to experience that and feel that. It's kind of an interesting perspective, however, that I've learned over the years, and it's this, is that once I felt hurt, it can feel like it's my heart that's been hurt. In some ways, I could say that's true, but in essence, it really is not my heart that's been hurt. It's my own vanities and my own expectations that have been hurt. And it's my heart, the deeper heart, that really brings me back to a balanced place. And in a sense, the heart heals. So if I can learn to make that contact in the process of going through a hurt, it brings me back to a place of feeling more self-secure and feeling better about me, not feeling so personalized by whatever's happened. And it allows me to open my heart again and be able to see life through the eyes of appreciation. First of all, appreciating myself, and then appreciating the other aspects of life that aren't associated with the event or the person that, you know, we feel created the hurt. And as my heart begins to grow in that way, it allows me to put whatever took place into a different context, where it doesn't have to be quite as significant as it was. And taking the significance out of those situations is one of the first and most important steps in sort of getting our arms around them to deal with them. So it's through the intelligence of the heart, I think, that I heal, even though at times in my life I felt like my heart was broken for some reason. But when I really look at it objectively and through another level of my own maturity, again, I can see that it's the deeper heart. It's never really broken. It's the part of us that allows us to heal.
Thank you, Howard. There were actually a couple of questions on the webcast related to broken hearts, so you just answered a few questions, so thank you. Elizabeth is put a question into the webcast. How do I help my daughter with her stress? Right now, she is going through a major life crisis, and her stress is through the roof. I'm trying to help her, but she has no free time, and it hurts to see her so beat down and overwhelmed. I am staying with her to help with her kids. What can I do to help without telling her what to do, which also stresses her out?
Well, helping anybody with their stress starts first and foremost with ourselves. And when we teach courses in schools or parenting courses, we always say that even whether the child is young or older, first, find the tools for yourself. Build a heart-based life for yourself. Be centered yourself. And as you're putting out that calmer, easier place into the environment, that is going to draw your daughter and others into a more peaceful, easeful place themselves. And it may start your daughter asking, what are you doing differently? Mm-hmm. And very often when we provide these courses at HeartMath or through the Shift Network, that's one of the biggest things that I hear is how people say, my family noticed the difference, my spouse noticed the difference, my children noticed the difference. They begin to ask me, what are you doing? You're going to be introduced in this course also to the technology, which is developed by HeartMath, to see when you're really in a heart coherent state, when your heart rhythms really are in that coherent waveform. And it helps train you in the use of these techniques and tools much quicker. And when you're in that heart coherent state, your heart is really radiating outside of the body, much more harmonious energy. And other people pick that up. So I would be really surprised as you practice these techniques and tools that your daughter doesn't feel benefited by them, just energetically, but also there'll be opportunities for you and her to really talk about simple things she can do that don't require like a yoga class or going off into the woods and meditating, or what a lot of people feel they don't have time to address their stress because they're on a stress merry-go-round and don't know how to get off. We have to have a lot of compassion for that because they don't see enough time in the day to do other types of self-care. But with the HeartMath tools, you bring the self-care right into the moment, right into the workday, right into the conversation with your children and each other, and you begin to see how you can reset your response to stress and follow your heart to do that without having to take a vacation from your daily life.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Deborah, and thank you, Elizabeth, for your question. A reminder that you can learn more about all the modules and also register online at yourheartsintelligence.com. So there's still room for your voice here. If you're on the phone, *2 on your keypad will raise your hand, and you can speak directly to our guests and ask your question. That's *2 on your keypad, or we're taking questions in the chat box of the webcast. So here is a change up on this a little bit. Here's a question on the chat. If I'm feeling pretty darn good and balanced in my life, can I still expect to see benefits from using the HeartMath method?
Yes. My answer. I'm a believer that good can get better, and I see no end to the unfoldment of what heart does for me. That's one of the most rewarding parts of it. It doesn't seem to be a ceiling to it. And my pursuit of understanding heart, accessing heart, and living my life from the heart is a lifelong process. And the more that I go into it, the longer that I stay with it, the more interesting it gets. And so I think that for someone whose life is good right now, then let's enhance it. Let's take it to even another level. And I think that the course can offer some things that would be helpful with that. Certainly that's my own life experience, and I'll try to share that essence of what this has been about for me with others and hope that they can have some similar benefits. And I certainly believe that good can get better.
Great. Ben is asking, how can one tell when they have heart coherence and a positive signal is sent to their brain? How do they know that?
Well, you know that by heart rhythm technology. I mean, that's where the M-Wave and the Inner Balance technology, and that'll be an add-on bonus where people will be able to get, who take the course and register for it, will be able to get a discount on the technology if they want to see that what's really going on as they use these techniques and their heart and brain become synchronized. It's called the Inner Balance or the M-Wave, and one's a handheld technology and the other is also handheld, but you use your smartphone or your tablet. It has a pulse sensor that clips on your earlobe and then synchronizes to the app, pairs with the app, and you can actually watch your what's called heart rate variability pattern. The pulse is converted to the beat-to-beat changes in heart rate, which is then converted to how much coherence or synchronization is in that heart rhythm pattern, and then displays that to you. And we know from the research in the lab, which we'll be talking about in Module 2 on the science of the heart, we know that once you're in that coherent waveform that you see, that alpha rhythms and brain waves synchronize to that beautiful, harmonious, coherent sine wave, and you feel it. So the purpose of the technology is to help you know when you're there, but also help confirm what that feeling is like when you are there, so you can recall that feeling and back to it later without the technology if need be, and keep refining it. So it's a type of heart biofeedback.
Great. Thank you.
What I want to add to that is that, you know, first of all, is that what Deborah described is the Inner Balance technology. It is amazing, but it's not part of our course. The discount on it is, but if you aren't able to get the technology, that's okay. You learn by tuning into the signals of the heart what coherence feels like. The technology can be an assister, but you can do it without it as well. You can really learn to sense that when you're in certain emotional states, when your life's view, when your perspectives are different, when you're more open and more appreciative and more caring, that that's a representative of you being more coherent. You can also begin to see the other side of that is you get much more clarity about when you're not coherent. It stands out more. You know, it turns around the other way. So the feeling of not being connected to your heart becomes more poignant. You begin to feel that more. And so as you practice the techniques, which we'll be sharing in the course, you develop these type of sensitivities, and you can get a good sense from your own perspectives and your own emotional state of whether you're in a higher degree of coherence or not. And then, as I said just a minute ago, the difference between being in that place and not being in that place becomes more clear, and your desire to return there through practicing whatever you know is stronger.
Thank you both so much. So we always have questions around this, so I'll take a few moments for some housekeeping details. This is a 7-week video course, and this is the first time we're doing this course video, so that's exciting for us. And it'll be on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, starting May 25th. Now, if for any reason you can't join us live, you won't miss teachings. You'll receive audio and video replays, transcripts, and all the course handouts via a course homepage. Also, I'd like to remind you that we offer a no-risk money-back guarantee on all of our courses. You have until midnight June the 8th, to make sure you absolutely love this course and it's a fit. And as an added option, all participants are welcome to connect via a private Facebook community group. And this allows you to stay connected with one another. Now, if you happen to have taken one of our Heart Math courses here at the Shift Network in the past, and you're interested in joining us for this course again, please contact customer support regarding our special rate for those of you that would be repeating the course. And again, just going to yourheartsintelligence.com to register and to find out more. Now, we had a customer reach out in customer support recently in the last couple weeks to ask this question, and that is that if they took the Heart Math course before with the three of you here at the Shift Network, what might they experience in retaking this course?
One thing they'll experience is every year that we give this course, and all of us at HeartMath practice these tools, you open up to another dimension of yourself, of your own intuitive guidance, of a higher vibration. The whole planet is shifting. There's a lot of downloads of information of what's happening on the planet available and your own next steps and how that relates to you. And that comes in through your heart's intuitive intelligence. So not only would you get a refresher on how to use the tools to not drain energy during the day or build resilience or deal with these changing times, make better decisions, but you also access more of your own heart's wisdom. So you're going to widen the channel, so to speak, of your own heart's directions and your ability to hear that intuitive prompter and have that discernment. That goes on and on. That never stops. That's part of, for me personally, what I find most fulfilling about the heart. I love the love. I love the wonderful textures and the positive, blissful feelings associated with the heart. I love caring for people. I love the kindness. But I really love the intuitive insights that I get about life, about myself, about others. And you're going to get more and more of those through this practice.
Hey, Cheryl, I would add into this.
Yeah, I'd like you to add, I was getting ready to say, what would you have to say about that?
Well, there's a few things. One, it is utterly irresistible for us. We never teach the same thing twice, do we, guys? It's utterly irresistible for us to add in the new cutting-edge science that's happening at HeartMath. And HeartMath is not slowing down. In fact, I just shared a webinar that our director of research did recently with one of our HeartMath Institute board members with our Heart Ambassador group on new research that HeartMath is doing on trees and the electrical potentials of trees and how they are actually empowering us in concert with some research being done at NASA Ames to predict earthquakes. And that trees have an infrastructure of communication through the electromagnetic field environment that is non-local, that is measurable with radioactive isotopes across the field, that re-emphasizes for us our capacity as electromagnetic field generators to communicate at a distance, to make a difference at a distance, as Howard made for this little boy in Mexico City from a tiny redwood forest in Boulder Creek, California. And so we're going to share new science with you. That's one thing that hasn't been shared anywhere yet because this is live and in real time. And we've also never done this course videotaped. So, you know, we don't get bored doing the course. I can't imagine people would get bored attending, because each time you go to the heart, the whole nature of the heart is its fresh, direct experience right here, right now. It is the gateway to what so many people have labeled enlightenment, the capacity to have a fresh, direct perception of what is here now, unencumbered by past experience and preconceived imprinting of the mechanical mind. And so each time we come together in the heart, it is fresh and it is new. And of course, the community and the synergy of the group coming together is unique to this time and unique to what's happening in the world right now. So we are eager to co-create with you. And there is no doing this before. That's like saying, well, I took a breath 8 years ago. Why should I do it today?
Thank you so much for that. You get so much with this course. You can tell from the energy and the enthusiasm from the three of you sharing here so beautifully, Howard, Deborah, and Sheva. So thank you. And you get these beautiful 7 modules that are laid out, but you also go away with a very extensive bonus collection, the Activating Your Heart's Intelligence bonus collection. I'm going to speak about this. Navigating Rapid Change with Emotional Composure, How to Rise Above Stress, Anxiety, and Overwhelm by Connecting with Heart's Guidance. This is by Howard, Deborah, and Roland McCready. Connecting with Your Heart's Guidance. This is a 3-part audio course. And also a Heart Math Meditation Assistant. It's an ebook from the Heart Math team. Brain Fitness Program, ebook from the Heart Math team. Heart Math Stopping Emotional Eating, that's also an ebook. And a 7-week daily Heart Start calls, full 7 weeks of Heart Start calls with Sheva and her friends. And this is the first time that we'll be posting them to the course homepage. So I know our international participants are going to be so grateful for this. And I'd like Sheva to just speak to this for a moment, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Well, and we touched on it earlier, right? Tools in a box won't build a house for you, but if you pull them out and use them, wow, look at what you can build. And that is certainly the case with these tools. And what inspired me to create the Daily Heart Start calls 8 years ago, or actually 10 years ago now, to inspire myself to use them every day, and also the clients that I was sharing Heart Math with, mm-hmm. to improve the efficacy of the learning that was going on. And what has emerged and blossomed out of that is a global community that gathers every morning, people from all over the world who have come to know each other and come to, like these redwood trees in our forest here, who communicate across the distance, synergize their hearts to create a standing wave of heart-coherent love that broadcasts itself across the world, and we feel is, you know, not only changing our individual lives, but palpably making a difference. So it's a privilege to be a part of that. They're live and they're also recorded. And as you mentioned, this is the first time we'll make them available and downloadable on the Shift Network Learning Environment page, which means you can take these 30-minute calls and download them straight into your iPhone, so that if you wake up with insomnia one night and you wish you had a buddy to talk you through a heart math tool, guess what? You do. There it is. You can listen. Anytime. Or if you're at work and someone says something that triggers you, or you're just tired and you need a better than coffee break, there it is, the Heart Start call in your iPhone. So it's having us on tap 24/7.
Lovely. What's better than that? We get questions about this, and we've got one on the webcast about how much time does this course take. So your weekly calls are from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That also includes some Q&A time with our illustrious faculty and some breakout group time. And then the Heart Start calls, that 30 minutes a day Heart Start. But it's up to you, but I would love for one of you to speak to that. We get this question all the time when we offer courses.
The course doesn't take time.
Mm-hmm.
The question should be, how much time does the course give me? Because the course gives you so much time. You know, time is not, we think of it this way, but it really is not a function of the number of minutes in an hour and seconds in a minute. Time is a function of our free attention. And we all know that because we've all had time-bending experiences where we could accomplish more in less time. Whether it was because we loved and cared about someone in the midst of that moment, or we were so passionate about what we were doing that time stood still. So when you contact the heart, it frees your time. So this is an investment that will give you time, not take time. And just to add to that, practically speaking, the Heart Star calls and even our weekly calls are an extended hand. It's like a hummingbird feeder for you to fill at the nectar of. None of it is required and none of it is obligatory. And they are designed so that you can pop in and out. It's the Heart Star calls especially are not cumulative. So you don't have to be there every day to get the value of popping in on a day when it serves you to be there. It's all designed to fit into your life, not for you to have to bend your life around it.
Wonderful. It sounds great. An added bonus is if you order by midnight tonight, May the 18th, we are offering the Heart Math Solution for Better Sleep. Who doesn't want this? It's an ebook from the Heart Math team. And does anyone want to say a word about that? Just better sleep is what this one's about.
Well, I will say it since I'm one of the authors of it. You know, so many people have challenges sleeping these days. Mm. A lot of it is from our lifestyles, but a lot of it is stress-related because unresolved stress accumulates in our system and keeps us up at night energetically, or we can't turn our mind off. But there's also other factors, the changes in the world that are going on right now, the waves of stress that are broadcast through the media, the electronics. The book covers a lot of those possibilities, but dealing with it comes back to learning how to find a flow, how to shift your body's rhythms so you can have your heart rhythms and your body's rhythms really be able to synchronize, protect you when needed, and be able to have a more restful sleep by resetting your rhythms. And the heart is what actually drives that process. So the tools and techniques you're going to be learning, some of which are also given in the Better Sleep book, actually help you to reset those rhythms. Because as your heart rhythms become more coherent and reset, then your circadian rhythms, which regulate your sleep cycles, also harmonize more. And at the same time, with the shifts happening on the planet, there may be nights where your sleep is more restless. But you'll be more sensitive to what you can do and the power of your own heart to be able to get into that deeper rhythm that allows you to sleep and wake up more refreshed. And a lot of people have experienced that. And the Better Sleep book really helps you find that place.
Thank you, Deborah. And that is for those of you that order by midnight tonight, May 18th, the Heart Math Solutions for Better Sleep. So we are coming to the end of our call, but I want to give each of our guests a chance to speak to anything that they'd like to add in, anything that's on your heart, Howard, that you'd like to say before we close the call tonight.
Yeah, I'll go back to the beginning, you know, some of the things I said earlier. You know, there's a momentum happening in the world, it's a momentum of heart. And that's what's most important to me these days is, you know, helping to facilitate that momentum, being one person, you know, working within an amazing organization to do that. That's why I like to give a course like this. It's what's meaningful to me, bringing people together and us learning and sharing together in our own dynamic and taking that forward into the world, adding to the momentum of putting more heart and adding more heart into everything that we do, both personally and professionally. So I'm excited about the course. We were told when we did this other call earlier last week that, you know, our course was the most popular Shift Network course of all times, and I think this is the eighth time that we've delivered it. And I can say that I'm just as excited or more excited about this one than I was at the very beginning. And so it's about that movement, that momentum that's happening in the world, and this is just one way in which we can join together and contribute to it. And I'm excited and honored, you know, to be a part of it.
We're honored to have you, Howard. Thank you. How about you, Deborah?
You know, I feel very similar to Howard. The heart isn't static. And I'm trying to, you know, share that earlier in terms of if you've taken the course before, what more we'll get out of this. It's a spiraling, unfolding energetic system. We're going to explore the coupling of our physical heart and how we connect our nervous system and physiology and our heart rhythm with our energetic heart or and our spiritual heart. These dimensions of heart are really, really important for the individual and for the planet nowadays. And being part of the activation of a global heart, that is one of the modules, but you feel it on the course. What's built among all the people on the course together energetically as well as in the Q&A, but it really is practicing these tools together. And the energetic field that that creates, that acts as a buffer collectively to the challenges, the extra stressors that may happen in our lives, the growth process that comes from it. That's why people say it's the best course, because it's activating their own heart. It's not, yeah, the material's interesting, but that's what excites me, is knowing that whoever is taking this course is going to have another level of their own heart activation and how that's going to contribute to the advancement of the global heart and the next level of evolution of humanity.
Thank you, Deborah. Shava, over to you.
That was so beautiful, Debbie. I love it and want to emphasize, we aren't the teachers of this course. Your own heart is the teacher in this course, and we have the privilege of being, you know, audible laser pointers.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a privilege to be an audible laser pointer. I'm resting with a question that you asked at the very beginning, Anne, about stories. There were two that came to me when I heard Howard sharing his story, and as you can imagine, there are thousands, and we're excited like kids on Christmas morning to unwrap the stories that will emerge from your lives out of the course. But the two that popped in for me were kind of a polarity of what Deborah just said, the very personal all the way to the very global. When I first became a HeartMath coach, my first HeartMath coaching client was a 19-year-old professional soccer player, a woman, who'd been estranged from her mother for 5 years, 6 years, and she was 14 or 15. She ran away from home. And she and I started practicing HeartMath together. She was one of my very first HeartMath clients. And within 2 weeks of practicing the tools, she and her mother were reunited. She was living with her mother, and her mother was cooking her all her favorite meals. That is a memory I haven't thought of in a long time, but it's an example of the magic of the heart to me and how quickly things can change when we get to the heart. And the global level of that, close to the same time, I was overwrought with what we call overcare when I found out what was happening to women in Afghanistan under the Taliban. And so I started applying my tools, and this relates to the question earlier, I think it was from Elizabeth, about how do I help my daughter? And, you know, we all have that question. How do I help you fill in your blank about what you care about that's in distress in the world right now? For me, at that time, it was women in Afghanistan being oppressed by the Taliban. And so I sent them love and care using the heart lock-in technique that you're going to learn, or if you're back again for another time review in this course. And by mystery and magnetism of the skills and the tools and the way the heart and trees work, three young women from Afghanistan found their way to me in the herbal pharmacy where I worked at the time, and I sent them letters teaching women in Afghanistan heart math, if you can believe that. They translated them into three Afghan languages and smuggled them under their burqas into Afghanistan and shared them with women there. And I got a letter back from a woman named Fautsia who said, "Today I bought cleaning fluid to kill myself and my seven daughters. And then I got your letter. And now I know that we can be free even when we're in prison. Through the power of our hearts, you saved our lives." So in addition to HeartMath saving people's lives, I want to say it empowers you to share your love with the world, to embrace that which you care about in a way that's effective and impactful in miraculous ways. And the world needs you right now. And it needs you to build the capacity of your latent potential, genius, and power so that that beauty can be realized. And we welcome you to join us to do exactly that.
Thank you so much, Shava. And thank you, Deborah. And thank you, Howard. We are indeed so gifted to have had this time together. So appreciative of you three. And also to all of you listeners who are here with us now, or to those of you that listen to this in the replay. Activating your heart's intelligence starts May the 25th Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. And I urge you to visit yourheartsintelligence.com to learn more about this course if you are called to. And thank you to the three of you faculty again. Have a wonderful evening, all. And we will see you on this course or one in the future. Be well.